It's okay if you aren't ready for kids right now. It's okay if you don't want to be a mom now or even ever. It's nobody's decision but yours. But do you know what's not okay? Not knowing how effective your birth control is. Talk to your doctor about effective birth control options so you can make an informed decision. Tap to learn more.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Police Off the Cuff, Real Crime Stories. I'm your host, retired NYPD Sergeant Bill Cannon, a 27-year veteran of the NYPD. You know, this weekend, we have a very unusual event, at least for inside this country, and that's the Cricket World Cup being held in Nassau County, East Meadow, Long Island, at a park known as Eisenhower Park, and it's slated to take place over a 2-week period from June 3rd to June 12th. But you can imagine the security precautions that have been necessary for an event like this, especially when there has been some unverified threats by terrorist group ISIS-K. So New York law enforcement is on alert ahead of the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup on Long Island after terror group ISIS made a global threat against the games last month. The games are set to start this weekend at Nassau County International Cricket Stadium. Officials addressed the threat in a press conference Wednesday, saying they have coordinated with local, state, and federal law enforcement to make sure the event runs smoothly. On Wednesday, law enforcement said the World Cup had received an ISIS-K-linked threat in April, and more threats specifically focused on the India-Pakistan game that is scheduled for June 9th. I can guarantee you this is the largest security we've ever had to do in this country, this county's history. And I also guarantee you this, the safest place to be in Nassau County on June 9th will be inside that stadium, Nassau County Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder said. Now, you know, we absolutely must take these threats seriously. And obviously they in Nassau County, they are, because they've been preparing this for a long time, for months ahead of time. And some of the precautions they've taken, of course, is to plan this with local, state, and federal partners. Yes, the FBI, Homeland Security, the CIA, overseas. When we talk about terrorist chatter, some of the terrorist chatter occurs, guess where? Yes, on the internet. So there are computer experts, internet experts that are listening and monitoring what we know as the chatter, because there must be serious precautions taken, especially when we talk about FBI Director Christopher Wray. Just recently, I believe it was in April, he gave a presentation to Congress about fearing a coordinated attack on the U.S. homeland. So that is really puts this in a whole different light, whereas we must be 100% prepared for something like this. So folks, hang on to your hats, hold on to your seats, your wigs, your toupee, whatever's loose, because you're about to enter true crime from a police perspective. You're about to enter the off-the-cuff zone, the police off-the-cuff zone. There has to be some common sense.
Yes, sir. They have the car stopped in Tandon Grange, Michael Biden.
We still don't know who pulled the trigger.
You know, Nassau County Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder, who happens to be a friend of mine, has been on the show a bunch of times. Former NYPD, short time, and then he transferred over to Nassau County and went through the ranks and became the police commissioner. From a great police family, cousins, brothers, sisters, fathers, all those great lineage on police departments. And Patrick Ryder is the man for this job. I want to play the press conference that occurred, and you'll see some of the plans they're undertaking for this huge event.
Good morning. So you just heard from the county executive, all the agencies that are involved in this. We've been planning now for 6 months. I have 3 meetings today and several before the event actually occurs. We have been already guarding the construction project over at Eisenhower Park for the last 2 months. We've been particularly sensitive to what's called the pitch area, the grass area, which has to be preserved and protected. We started this months ago to get where we are now, and we are continuing to put all of our assets. On June 1st, it would be the first, as they said, the warm-up game, India versus Bangladesh. June 2nd, no game. June 3rd, there will be a game. June 4th, no game. June 5th, there'll be a game. June 6th, no game. And then we go 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And the biggest game being India versus Pakistan that will occur on June 9th. The park is completely closed from 6:30 in the morning till around 6 o'clock at night. As early as fast as we can get the crowd out of there, we will open up the roads so that it go around it. We are trying to keep that environment as sterile as we can. There is a secondary fence line that goes around the stadium that also will be in a lockdown. Nobody will enter the stadium grounds unless they go through a magnetometer. An open magnetometer, there will be searches conducted along the way while you get to that stadium to go into that venue. You are not permitted to bring in a bag into the venue. If it is a bag for medical reasons, it'll be a clear plastic bag. As you come into the stadium, again, you will go through that open magnetometer. And you will be, if you do not have tickets for the venue, you will be turned around and asked to leave. You will not be able to hang out in the park. This is not a spectator sport from outside the venue. It's all from inside the venue. We have a no-fly zone that has been requested through the FAA, so there should be no aviation flown in that area. You will not be permitted to fly a drone in Eisenhower Park. If you do try to put a drone up, we will identify it. We will go back to you to take it down. You refuse, you will be arrested, and that drone will be seized by the police department.
Very interesting. So you can see they are not playing around, all right? This has been planned for months and months. And this also comes on the heels of the threats recently received, or the presentation that Christopher Wray gave to Congress. The FBI director's concerns over terrorism are at a whole other level. This is what he said. The terrorism warning light may not be flashing bright red, but it's certainly blinking again, with senior officials concerned about a possible attack inspired by an offshoot of the Islamic State, or perhaps by the war in Gaza, or simply because our porous southern border could offer a pathway to mayhem. A chilling assessment came from the FBI director Christopher Wray in an interview with NBC News. As I look back over my career in law enforcement, I'm hard-pressed to come up with a time when I've seen so many different threats, all elevated, all at the same time. He said concerns were rising before Hamas' October 7th terrorist attack on Israel, but since then it's gone to be a whole other level. Ray told Congress in April that he worried that lone wolf extremists or small groups could draw twisted inspiration from events in the Middle East. He added that the potential for coordinated attack like the ISIS-K terror rampage at a Moscow auditorium in March was increasingly concerning. What keeps him awake, he observed in a speech this month at Vanderbilt University, are what then Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld called unknown unknowns. Ray's comments have gotten much public attention, perhaps because there's so many other worries this election year. For what it's worth, my sense is that the domestic political threats to our republic these days outweigh the danger of foreign terrorism. But forewarned is forearmed, so I've been asking officials across the government to share their assessment of current terrorism risks. So under that specter, that umbrella of super, super vigilance, this event, which I have no doubt they've worked so hard to make sure that this location, this locale, this event is going to be safe. But you can never over-prepare. I mean, when we remember in March 2024, and I'm not trying to like raise the specter of fear, but we have to realize that this could happen. We remember the terrorist attack on Moscow's Crocus City Concert Hall was the worst attack in Russia in over 20 years, leaving 137 people dead and over 180 wounded, and reminds Russia and the West that the threat from ISIS and international terrorism hasn't gone away. Gunmen identified by Russian media as Tajik nationals entered the concert hall with automatic weapons and indiscriminately opened fire in the 6,200-seat venue. The Islamic State's affiliate in Afghanistan, known as the Islamic State in Khorasan Province, ISIS-K, claimed responsibility for the brutal attack on concert goers. So this is not just an idle threat. This actually has occurred. And, you know, one of the things that's so good in regards to the security precautions is that terrorists.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Head to White Castle for 12 crispy, all-white meat chicken rings for just $3.99. For a limited time, choose from Classic, Hidden Valley Ranch, or our new Smoky Barbecue flavor, and take home 12 chicken rings for just $3.99. White Castle, follow your Crave.
It's okay if you aren't ready for kids right now. It's okay if you don't want to be a mom now or even ever. It's nobody's decision but yours. But do you know what's not okay? Not knowing how effective your birth control is. Talk to your doctor about effective birth control options so you can make an informed decision. Tap to learn more.
Want the element of surprise. They want to be surprised. So perhaps when they make these announcements, they make this threat that they may attack this World Cup cricket match, and specifically the one on June 9th between India and Pakistan. I somehow think, and I could be wrong, that announcing it sort of gives you reason to think, well, if they're announcing it, they probably won't do it because they want the element of surprise. And by announcing it, they just lost the element of surprise.
Touches for the big event, Jody Goldberg tells us they're also finalizing safety and security plans.
I have three meetings today and several before the event actually occurs.
Nassau County Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder reassured the public on Wednesday the department is adding 100 officers to patrol the county, and they're closely monitoring potential threats ahead of the T20 Cricket World Cup.
This will be one of the tightest securities that Nassau County has ever seen.
If I wasn't confident that we were safe, secure, and that our healthcare measures were not in place, I would not do this.
Police say they're taking no chances and have been monitoring threats since April, including a recent post circulating on social media that references the stadium in Nassau and the date June 9th, which is when the India-Pakistan game is set to be played. Officials are working with local, state, and federal agencies and plan to monitor areas around the stadium as well as potential soft targets.
When you got a game and a crowd is big as this, everything is credible. We will go through every fine detail when it comes to the security and safety of the residents here in Nassau County. There are no targets that are going to be left out there.
Tens of thousands of spectators will be in the stands starting Monday morning when the first regular match gets underway. The majority of fans will park at the Nassau Coliseum and take a shuttle to the stadium. Everyone who enters must have tickets and go through a metal detector. No bags will be allowed inside. There will also be a no-fly zone around Eisenhower Park during the 12-day tournament.
The park is completely closed from 6:30 in the morning till around 6 o'clock at night.
While Nassau County isn't saying exactly how many officers will be on duty, they do say they've covered major events, including presidential debates and big concerts, and they're used to this. In Mineola, Long Island, Jody Goldberg, Fox.
So, obviously, again, tremendously big event. This is a great event, actually, for Nassau County to be hosting. There are billions, not millions, billions of cricket fans around the world. I know for most of us in this country, we have no idea what cricket is, but there are actually billions of fans throughout the world. So keeping this event, as the world's eyes are upon it, keeping this event safe is just a primary responsibility of not just the Nassau County Police, but the New York State Police, Homeland Security, the FBI, the CIA, all the local and federal partners to keep people safe. If we remember also back in the day, and this is a picture of one of the terrorists from the Mumbai massacre in 2008, and that was in India. And these were Pakistani terrorists that were Laskhar-e Taiba, a militant Islamic organization from Pakistan. If you recall, they also went into this city and just indiscriminately started murdering people with semi-automatic weapons. And the carnage was just unbelievable. And since that attack in 2008, police departments across the globe, military across the globe, have to be ready for attacks like this, because a small amount of people in this incident, in the Mumbai attack in 2008 in India, killed 160, 170 people in a very short period of time. And the police at that time were ill-equipped to deal with it. And as we remember, here's one of the terrorists from that Crocus attack in Moscow at that concert. And again, who expects something like that to occur? Of course, no one. Because how do you prepare for a group of terrorists to enter a stadium with semi-automatic weapons and just start indiscriminately killing people? Well, how do you prepare for it? You prepare for it the way the Nassau County Police are doing right now. Preparation, organization, federal, local partners. And I'm not going, I haven't heard one of them say it yet, but I'm going to say it because I learned this from 9/11. If you see something, say something. If you hear something, tell somebody. Because the public has to be part of the security force that keeps everyone safe. And when the public becomes part of that security force, it becomes an extremely powerful tool that can keep everyone safe. And sometimes people hear things. Sometimes people see things. So if you hear something or see something that you think is out of the ordinary, that you think could possibly save someone's life, tell them. Security precautions. Eisenhower Park will be closed from 6:30 a.m. to roughly 6 p.m. Police will reopen the area once fans leave for the day. Spectators will have to go through metal detectors to enter the stadium grounds. No bags or drones are allowed inside or overhead. Parking at Eisenhower Park will be limited to VIP ticket holders. Other spectators should park near the Nassau Coliseum, about a half a mile away. There will also be designated rideshare drop-off and pickup locations. And Commissioner Ryder said police will have a large presence on the ground and in the air, coordinating with federal, state, and local partners, as well as the transit police. Well, we say transit police, Long Island Transit. What are you talking? Well, the Long Island Railroad. Could terrorists possibly take trains to this location? You bet. Buses, you know. So all of those things cannot be ignored. And I'm sure that every possibility has been entertained and thought about by the Nassau County Police in the planning for what hopefully will be an amazing day. Day is not a day. An amazing event. You know, what? When did you ever hear Nassau County hosting the Cricket World Cup? Unbelievable, right? Because most of us don't even know what cricket is, right? That's something people in the play in the Bahamas. That's all we know, right? But this should be just an incredible event. And Patrick Ryder, the Nassau County Police Commissioner, as well as all of his officers, New York State Police, the FBI, Homeland Security, and I would imagine Suffolk and NYPD will assist as needed to make sure that this day, these days actually, the dates are June 3rd through June 12th, it goes as smoothly as possible and as safely as possible.
Games are coming stateside, and you can watch all the action right here in our area. Long Island officials are giving an update on security preparations ahead of the tournament this weekend. Let's listen in.
Meeting for well over 6 months on a regular basis to talk about security concerns and healthcare concerns, which could potentially arise at any kind of event of this magnitude. We've also consulted with other organizations that have hosted similar type of events, and of course, our federal, state, and local partners in law enforcement and Homeland Security. So just to give you a little idea about what we've been doing, we have coordinated, and I want to thank our federal partners, particularly I want to thank the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and other law enforcement and Homeland Security and intelligence agencies that do not want to be mentioned that have been involved in the preparation and planning for the security of this event. I want to thank the New York State Police Department for their cooperation and assistance, the NYPD, who has been actively involved in all of our planning and our operations. I want to thank the New York State Park Police, who have consulted with us since they do mass gatherings all the time throughout the summer and the year throughout the state. I want to particularly thank the East Meadow Fire Department for providing services on an ongoing basis throughout the tournament, and the Uniondale Fire Department and other local volunteer fire departments who are all involved
and several before the event actually occurs. We have been already guarding the construction project over at Eisenhower Park for the last 2 months. We've been particularly sensitive to what's called the pitch area, the grass area, which has to be preserved and protected. We started this months ago to get where we are now, and we are continuing to put all of our assets. On June 1st, it would be the first, as they said, the warm-up game, India versus Bangladesh. June 2nd, no game. June 3rd, there will be a game. June 4th, no game. June 5th, there'll be a game. June 6th, no game. And then we go 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. and the biggest game being India versus Pakistan that will occur on June 9th.
That is the game, the India versus Pakistan game is the game where there has been the threats. The threats, according to Police Commissioner Ryder, they're not credible. They're not. They don't have any reason to believe they're credible. They're nothing but a threat. But they have to take them seriously. You know, they have to look at all their law enforcement partners, and figure out where's the chatter coming from. Where did this threat come from? And to figure out, use confidential informants. Use all of our resources so that something like this that occurred in Moscow, where shooters went into a stadium and indiscriminately started shooting people, that you're prepared for something like that, that you have the high weaponry to take these guys out if they, in the eventuality that they did come in, because these are basically like suicide bombers.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Head to White Castle for 12 crispy, all-white meat chicken rings for just $3.99. For a limited time, choose from Classic, Hidden Valley Ranch, or our new Smoky Barbecue flavor, and take home 12 chicken rings for just $3.99. White Castle, follow your Crave.
It's okay if you aren't ready for kids right now. It's okay if you don't want to be a mom now or even ever. It's nobody's decision but yours. But do you know what's not okay? Not knowing how effective your birth control is. Talk to your doctor about effective birth control options so you can make an informed decision. Tap to learn more.
They know they're going in. They know they're not coming out. There's one of them from the Crocus event from March of 2024 in Moscow. So yes, we have to be prepared. And it sounds like the security preparations for this are almost second to none, as you would see anywhere in the world.
Eisenhower Park in less than a week for the Cricket World Cup.
This is something I wouldn't have dreamt of.
We are glad it's going to be here in New York.
The June 9th match between India and Pakistan is expected to be the main draw. Tickets are going for several thousands and a billion people expected to watch.
It's almost close to FIFA and everything like that. You know, people all over the world, they know about this.
And now a terror threat looms over this huge event. ISIS supporters sharing an image of the cricket stadium with drones flying above on social media, listing the June 9th game, urging violence.
The worst threats are the ones you don't see coming.
Former Homeland Security Advisor Michael Balboni believes this non-specific threat is meant to stir up chaos and get their followers to act.
What the Nassau County Police and all the other security agencies are going to do is they're going to focus on basically controlling everybody coming in and out.
Nassau Police declined to comment today, but a senior law enforcement official tells News 4 the NYPD is ramping up their presence at watch parties and are helping Nassau with security. Meanwhile, fans who have purchased tickets, like Al Ahmed, who flew here from Guyana to watch the matches, say they won't let this threat stop them from participating.
Nothing is going to prevent me from coming to cricket. That's my life now.
That would not stop me from not coming to the game. I would come because I'm going to put the trust on our security forces.
Thanks for watching.
So this is, you can imagine how big this is. This is the World Cricket Championships, right? And they said billions people are watching. This is like our Super Bowl, but it's bigger. It's because it's all over the world. And I would guess now the Super Bowl in the U.S. goes all over the world, but football's pretty much an American thing, although they're trying to get it moving into England and other places. But, you know, cricket is huge, huge, huge. And don't forget some of the political friction between some of these countries, and specifically India and Pakistan. And when I showed you that Mumbai terrorist attack, the pictures from it, there it is right there. The attack was in India, and those were Pakistani Lashkar-e-Taiba, a militant Islamic organization from Pakistan, that precipitated that attack in India. So is that coincidental that these threats are designed to target the game between India and Pakistan? I don't know. And could these threats not be credible threats? Yeah, absolutely. But they must take them seriously as if they are. Look how beautiful that stadium is. ISIS-K makes terrorist threats against the Cricket World Cup scheduled for June 3rd through June 12th in Eisenhower Park, East Meadow, Long Island. An amazing event for Long Island, an amazing event for the public, an amazing event for people all over the world to come to. And, featuring Long Island being the host, it's the first time a cricket event like this has been hosted in Nassau County, and just a feather in their cap. So they want to make sure that this goes off without a hitch whatsoever, that everyone is safe, and that's what they intend to do.
After a possible terror threat, as we head into the Cricket World Cup, which has massive global interest, today, Nassau County officials talked about their plans to keep players and fans safe. News 4's Paisley Chang heard it all. She's live in East Meadow with what they said. Paisley.
David, part of the plan is to close Eisenhower Park every day for the duration of the tournament from 6 a.m. to around 6:30 p.m. Also, if you don't have a ticket, you're not going to be allowed in the park. This is just one way officers are going to keep everyone safe.
The eyes of the cricket world and its 2.5 billion global fans are on Nassau County. The Cricket World Cup is about to get
2.5 billion fans. My God, that's some fan base.
Underway here, and security will be tight.
This will be one of the tightest securities that Nassau County has ever seen.
This is like the Super Bowl on steroids.
Police monitoring online threats by pro-ISIS groups. This image shows the stadium with two drones flying above and a message inciting violence on June 9th for a marquee matchup between India and Pakistan.
We are running that down, all the leads on that. But again, we're going to treat it the same as we treat any other thing. It will be a credible threat until it's not.
From June 3rd through the 12th, police say Eisenhower Park will be closed. Fans screened by magnetometers and no bags allowed inside. Medical equipment will be allowed in clear bags.
Right now, there's no evidence that it's going to amount to anything, but you got to assume that it is big, even though we probably think it's probably not.
Cricket fans won't let the threat stop them from enjoying the matches.
I don't think that will happen in America. They can do that somewhere else, but it's not going to happen here. They have full security. I'm confident in the security here.
But residents are wary of the sheer number of people and the terror threats.
I walk here every day, and it's definitely from yesterday to today. Seeing the amount of law enforcement is very reassuring, but it's a different vibe.
I would just have to hope we'll be safe, and the police will do everything they can in their power.
and the police commissioner vowing that this stadium is going to be the safest place in Nassau County on that date of the India-Pakistan match. He's also going to deploy 100 extra officers to the rest of Nassau County to cover those so-called soft targets. We're live from East Meadow tonight. Paisley Chang, News 4 New York.
So you can't ignore security outside the stadium, because even though you're all your resources, not all, but most of your resources are inside and inside the park. But what if terrorists decide to hit outside the location because they realize what they're up against inside the location? So all of these things have to be thought of when they're planning. And I'm sure they are thinking of it, because, as I said, Pat Ryder is a friend of mine. There he is up on the screen. Real sharp guy. Comes from a police family. He was reappointed to be police commissioner under a Democratic county executive. So that's how good he does at the job, and that's how much he is absolutely respected. So, folks, this is if you're not subscribed, go on our YouTube, hit that subscribe button, give us a thumbs up, ring that bell, like us, share us with your friends and your family. If you want to contribute to us, we have a Patreon with four levels. And if you want to become a member of the Police Off the Cuff family, we have a YouTube channel membership with, count them, five different levels. Folks, I thought this was an interesting story, and I wanted to bring it to everyone, and also just to enlighten everyone that this is going to be a great event. Cricket in Nassau County, New York. 2.5 billion fans throughout the world. And guess who brought it to you? Police Off the Cuff. Guys, have a great day. I'm Bill Cannon from Police Off the Cuff. I'll see you next time. God bless. One episode just ain't enough.
It's okay if you aren't ready for kids right now. It's okay if you don't want to be a mom now or even ever. It's nobody's decision but yours. But do you know what's not okay? Not knowing how effective your birth control is. Talk to your doctor about effective birth control options so you can make an informed decision. Tap to learn more.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Head to White Castle for 12 crispy all-white meat chicken rings for just $3.99. For a limited time, choose from Classic, Hidden Valley Ranch, or our new Smoky Barbecue flavor, and take home 12 chicken rings for just $3.99. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.